Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
WGN 841. Everyone always talks about spring cleaning, but getting ready for summer requires a little sprucing up, too. And Marianne has some ideas on that, don't you,
That's
Marianne?
That's right. I do, because sometimes we constantly look at our stuff that surrounds us and we don't have a fresh pair of eyes, and then we don't realize, wait, like, the windows need to be cleaned. I can't see out, you know, or whatever it is. And, you know, we've just been through the spring cleaning phase this year already. I know that I have gotten rid of a bunch of dresses, and you've thrown out a bunch of T-shirts.
Yeah. Not enough.
But summer cleaning is about more about cleaning rather than just throwing things out.
Well, I know you have been researching this topic, and it will probably mean chores for me over the holiday weekend. Might as well tell me what they are right now. And
exactly.
And you have some ways that these can be made easy, don't you?
Yeah, they're like hacks. And yes, I will listen carefully, because these will apply to you. These are new chores that you're going to have. But, you know, when it gets hot outside, and hopefully, well, by tomorrow it's going to get hot, not hot today. It's a good breeding ground for bacteria and mold. So you need to, you know how to do the proper cleaning and the maintenance. So these are some hacks. Okay, first of all, if you have some socks just laying around that you're going to throw out anyway, it's a great way to clean the dust off your blinds. Okay, so what you do is you take a bowl and you mix in equal parts of water and vinegar, and then grab the, you know, a pair of socks, and on your right hand, if you're right-handed, you know, go over each of the slats, and then with your left hand, you know, after you first dip it, you know, wet it, and then, you know, it'll take off everything between the slats. And then with your left hand, you put the dry one on, and then you dry it. And it's really, like, it's super easy.
And then you put on your socks and go out. And then, is that supposed to be better than a rag?
Yeah, because a rag, I guess you've never cleaned, you know, blinds.
No, I haven't.
But it's too big, you know, and heavy for it. But if it's right around your hand, you know, it's like you're just going over it. It becomes really easy. And same idea for ceiling fans, except do it with an old pillowcase, because you can just stick the, you know, the damp pillowcase over the blade, and then just slip it out, and it removes all the grime and all the dirt.
That's a good one,
especially if you spray it inside with like some cleaner.
Yeah, Lou Manfredini might even use that one.
Oh yeah, and you know how sometimes the microwave stinks because, you know, food splatters in there, and mm-hmm. somebody that I know never cleans that up.
Who could that be?
Okay, so if you take a lemon and cut it in half and place it in a dish with water and turn on the microwave for like 2 or 3 minutes, when you open up the door, it'll smell so fresh. It'll be wonderful. But, of course, clean it first. You know, clean off all the splattered stuff first.
You put the lemon in a bowl with water.
Yeah, cut it in half.
Okay.
And then, you know, so that it's, like, you know, exposed.
I'm going to try that.
And, yeah. Okay, try that. But first, wipe off all the, you know, grease or whatever. Okay. You can make your windows dirt-free by using newspaper instead of, like, you know, an abundance of paper towels. You know how I'm always trying to save on that?
Mm-hmm.
If you use newspaper after you spray, you know, Windex or whatever your cleaning product is, and wipe it off with newspaper, it doesn't even leave any marks. It's really a great way to clean.
That's why you continue to get newspapers. See?
But most people don't have newspapers. I was just going to say that.
Well, you need to get them.
Okay, so degrease your grill. Instead of with chemicals, use apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And rolled up pieces of foil. And, you know, with a little bit of elbow grease, you can remove the gunk from the grill.
We're talking about that this morning. And say that again, because everybody's going to be grilling.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, all you do is you use apple cider vinegar, spray it on your grill, and then take aluminum foil and roll it up into a ball. And then scrub it away, and it'll be great, and you won't have all those chemicals in your food.
Got it.
And the last one is, please clean the patio. Yeah, I've been conducting an experiment, and our patio has, like, a lot of, like, dead leaves and, you know, just debris from winter. And my experiment is, how long will it be before Bob cleans the patio without me asking him to clean the patio? And you have failed the test.
Well, won't take long now. Now that you mentioned it on the show,
exactly. You can take a leaf blower or one of those push brooms, and we have both to remove everything. And then if you have stains, pour vinegar and lemon juice on them and scrub them with a stiff brush.
What's on Savvy Planet for the weekend? A summer recipe.
Okay, yeah, it's a summer recipe that I actually took on a boat recently, and it is such a hit, because not only is it healthy, it's just beautiful to look at too. It's called Cajun Shrimp Appetizer with avocado and cucumber, and you have to either go on savvy-planet.com and find it there, or if you're a subscriber, it'll arrive in your mailbox on Tuesday.
Looks too nice to eat. SavvyPlanet.com, put a dash in the middle of Savvy and Planet. All right, I will be cleaning if you need me, Marianne.
Okay, thanks, Bob.